So, Us Weekly, notice how I know the name of it now. So
yeah, like a pro.
Yeah, exactly. Us Weekly has come up with the list of the 25 smartest stars. 25 smartest stars.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's... North Star.
That's no, not the North one. Star. Anyway, we'll do that. We'll do that in about 7 or 8 minutes. If you boys can meet me back here, you know, can you do that?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I'll try.
Yeah. Okay. No. Oh, you'll try. Okay.
But, well, I have other routes.
I know you do. That's exactly right. Will's here this morning from the Bush Library Museum. How are you today?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Very good. Hey, listen. I know that you have some changed hours today. You might want to let folks know about that.
We do. You know, we'll be open today until 1 o'clock. We have a private event going on at the library, so. So 1 o'clock is it, but we'll open again tomorrow, regular hours, 9:30 in the morning.
Sure, and of course the Red Dress display going very well, very strongly.
Very well, still going on, and you know, we encourage people to come out. And again, the whole deal with the Red Dress is to encourage awareness in people of heart disease and other health-related issues.
Yeah, you know, you hate for people to not think about if you've got folks coming in, for instance, for the football game this weekend, you're going, there's nothing to do. Well, you know, there are a lot of folks who have not been to the library, haven't been lately, and a great opportunity to take company when they're in town.
Exactly, and great that you mentioned the football game, because if you bring in your football ticket and show it at the admission desk, it's good for $1 off.
There you go.
And, of course, A&M and Blinn College students always get in for free.
There you go. And, you know, if you have some friends from West Texas who are coming in because, you know, they out there in Midland, they kind of.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, they come in and then we beat them on the football field and they say, look, to make things easy, you can, you know, come over to the library and see the exhibits.
That's true. We do offer a reduced admission for other college students, $3. I suppose we can even extend it to them.
Wow. How you like that? So, yeah, bring some Tech fans in and let them get educated. What else you got going on, Will?
Well, the only other thing I want to mention is our third annual Night at the Museum. That's happening actually on Halloween, so on Sunday. That'll be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It's a good, you know, free, fun, safe event for people to come out. We want lots of families to come out there. We'll have costume contests, trick-or-treating all throughout the museum. So it should be a really good time.
Sure, fun event. And again, if you're not careful, the kiddos just might learn something, right?
That's right. One thing we also want to encourage is, you know, as we're giving out candy, we want to encourage people to bring out canned food, non-perishable items. We're starting early the food drive this year for the holidays, and we'll have a collection box there at the entrance to the museum.
Okay, so anytime that you come in, then you can bring those along.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
Information on your website?
That's right, at bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. You bet. We visit with the folks from the library on Thursdays on WTAW. And Alan's here this morning from the City of Bryan. What's up?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Good.
Will mentioned Halloween on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bryan Police Department wants to make sure that everybody stays safe. You've probably mentioned these safety tips. Everybody's probably heard them, but it doesn't hurt to hear them again. If you've got little kids who are out trick-or-treating, be with them. If you're a parent, walk with them. Know where you're going. Know the houses that you're going to trick-or-treat at. Older kids, encourage them to stay in a group. Stay together. More importantly, if you're driving around, if you're not with a trick-or-treater, if you're driving back home or something, be careful on Sunday night because there are going to be kids walking on the streets. If you live on a busy street where cars park on the street, be careful for kids darting out in between cars. Be on the lookout and try to keep everybody safe. Good idea if you're passing out the candies. They're really discouraging any open flame on the porch. If you have candles or jack-o'-lanterns or things like that, they make the little fake LED candles or things like that. It'll look just as good if you put that, and it'll be much safer for those kids who may be wearing a long wig or a big costume or something like that.
Yeah.
So don't want to catch a kid on fire on Halloween.
No, let's not.
That wouldn't be good. Also wanted to mention a small street closure. It's Holt Street. It's over on the west side of downtown, right off of 28th. That'll be closed for most of November. They're supposed to close it on Monday, starting at 7 a.m., and that's supposed to be closed through Wednesday, November 24th, right before Thanksgiving. They're replacing box culverts and things of that sort. If you live in the area, if you live right there on that street, you can access that through Commerce Street. And last thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if folks know this or not, but on our Channel 16, we play the highlight shows produced by Rudder High and Bryan High's media department.
Oh, hey, fun.
For those football teams.
Yeah.
So we've got Bryan's Best, which is the Bryan Viking show. That's a 30-minute program, so we actually have that scheduled on the channel. It's Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m., and then Thursdays and Friday at 7:30 a.m. So you just missed it this morning, but it'll be back on tomorrow morning at 7:30. And then the kids over at Rudder do the Rudder Report, and we play that on regular rotation. It's much shorter. It's anywhere between 5 and 7. It kind of differs in length. And they bring that to us, and we have that on regular rotation. So it plays all the commercials and the other things on our channel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talk to Coach Peer. They've had cross-country interviews and a JV interview on there before. So they have a lot of kids featured and, of course, the highlights from the Friday night games.
Well, good experience for the kids who want to do that for a living.
Exactly, yeah. Good career-building thing. And then for the parents who want to watch their kids again.
Fair
on
enough.
Our Channel 16.
That's the deal. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
We visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. This is all brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welvin Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Obama promised more jobs, but bailouts and out-of-control spending have only made it worse. Since 2001, the rest of the country has lost 3 million jobs. Under Rick Perry's leadership, Texas added more than 850,000 new jobs. More Texans have new jobs today than the entire population of Fort Worth.
A good job is key to success for your family and our state.
Governor Rick Perry.
Texas has added more than 850,000 new jobs. In fact, since 2005, 80% of the new private sector jobs in America were created right here in Texas. Texas is on the right track. Low taxes, a balanced budget, and strong public schools make Texas the number one state for job creation. Texas is on the right path. As your governor, job creation is my top priority.
Securing our future. Governor Rick Perry.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Rick Perry.
All right, so this list says the 25 smartest stars from Us Weekly. Some of them, I understand why. Others, not so much.
Okay.
Nonetheless. Alicia Keys, high school valedictorian.
Yeah, she's been known.
Smart chick,
as
huh?
a very high IQ okay. person.
So. Ben Affleck, actor, director, writer, producer. B.J. Novak.
Oh, from The Office.
Yep, Harvard. Harvard class of 2000. Bone, who's Bone?
Says, Bone or Bono?
It says Bone.
It's got to be Bono.
That's got to be Bono, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah, musician, activist, philanthropist.
Yeah, that's Bono.
Yep. David Duchovny.
Yep.
Princeton and Yale. Did you know that Dolph Lundgren had a Fulbright scholarship?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either. Edward Norton, class of 91 at Yale. James Woods attended MIT. Jodie Foster graduated from Yale, 1985. John Krasinski graduated Brown, 2000. Yeah, 2001. Yeah. John Lithgow, Harvard, class of 67. Kate Beckinsale,
ooh.
Be fluent in English, French, and Russian.
It's quite beautiful.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, Columbia, class of 99.
Quite homely.
Masioka.
No.
Who's Masioka? You know who that is?
Not off the top
okay.
of my head.
No. Never mind then. Matt Damon, he attended Harvard. Well, excuse me, so did Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
He attended Harvard.
There was another attended in there back farther down the list that you had mentioned. I thought about that.
Yeah.
Rip Torn attended Texas A&M.
Yes, he did.
Boone Pickens attended Texas A&M.
Yeah, I got kicked off the basketball team.
How did that work out?
Yeah.
Ask him in Stillwater.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we could have used that. We could have taken that money. Matthew Fox. Who's Matthew Fox?
Lost.
Oh, he's lost.
Oh, okay.
Lost guy.
Columbia, class of 89. Meryl Streep. Vassar, class of 71. Natalie Portman, Harvard. Quentin Tarantino, IQ of 160. That's not bad. Rashida Jones, Harvard, class of 1997.
Three people that have been from The Office, been on The Office.
Now, what's interesting to me is, of all the people they mention, they do not mention Hill Harper. Do you know who Hill Harper is? He's a guy from, he's one of the actors on CSI New York. Great good friend of Barack Hussein Obama.
Hmm.
Well, he's got a medical degree from Harvard, okay? And he's not even mentioned in here. What's that all about?
But maybe he barely passed.
Yeah, that's it. That's got to be what it is. Anyway, so there you go. There's your list of smart people.